There's a very clear strategy and a very clear game plan of what we want to do and where we want to go. I know as fans, and listen, we all support football teams, you look at a result on a Friday night or a Saturday afternoon or whatever it may be, and you maybe don't get the longer term plan or the longer term strategy, and sometimes anything worthwhile in life takes a wee bit of time, and nobody more frustrated than us. And even the games that we haven't won, my job's still to try and look at the positives in them and look at the things that we can try and concentrate on and try and develop and try and get better at. And I think there's been a lot of positives. There's been a lot of frustration, but there's been a lot of positives. For me, the future is very bright at Derry City Football Club. I'm more excited now than I was the minute I walked in the doors. Obviously, I want things to happen yesterday, but that's not always the case, and I can't get frustrated at that. I gotta be very level headed and I gotta be very patient, and as long as I don't let outside noises throw me off, then I think we'll be okay. There's definitely areas in the squad that we can add to. There's definitely areas there where we can get a little bit more competition for places, and if you can get a healthy competition for places, it makes a much better team. That there's nothing worse in any team for someone knowing that they're playing regardless. Any human being, and they're all human beings at the end of the day, you fall into situations where you take things for granted and you maybe take your foot off the gas a little bit, and where we want to go in with what we want to do, we can't afford to do that. So I think as long as you can bring players in who are going to challenge and are going to drive us forward and bring us forward, both off the pitch and on the pitch, then it's very positive. At the moment, there's a little bit of touch and go in the squad. There's probably unfair for me to name them at this stage and put them under any pressure, but there's two or three now that are touch and go come Friday. Hopefully we can get them out there. The big concern is back-to-back games and whether the risk is worth the reward.